Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Election officials in a number of states say it is now too late for voters to return absentee ballots by mail. Instead, they should deliver those ballots by hand or vote in person. More from NPR's Sam Greenglass.
More than two dozen states require ballots be received by Election Day. That includes several key states like Wisconsin, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, and Georgia. Mail delays have persisted since the summer, and experts worry that ballots sent in the mail at this point won't be delivered in time. Election officials say voters should use an official ballot drop box or hand deliver their ballot to the election clerk. Voting in person is also an option, but voters may have to cast a provisional ballot. Those votes get counted once election workers determine that the voter hasn't also sent in their mail ballot. The rules vary by state, so check with your state board of elections or secretary of state beforehand. Sam Greenglass, NPR News.
A scheduled rally by President Donald Trump in North Carolina tonight is being postponed. A victim of former hurricane, now tropical depression, Zeta, which continues to dump heavy rain after coming ashore in Louisiana yesterday. The president's campaign says a planned outdoor rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina, will be postponed until Monday due to a high wind advisory. Several North Carolina counties are under a tropical storm watch today. North Carolina is a state Trump won in 2016, but the rival Joe Biden is pushing to win this election cycle. The Republican Party of Wisconsin says hackers have stolen $2.3 million from a fund dedicated to President Donald Trump's reelection effort in that state. Wisconsin Public Radio's Laurel White has more.
The party says hackers used a, quote, sophisticated phishing attack to alter invoices from vendors it's been using during the presidential campaign. Phishing is when hackers pose as another person or entity in an attempt to get access to personal or financial information. The party discovered the attack late last week and immediately reported it to the FBI. State Party Chairman Andrew Hitt says the stolen money was specifically for the Trump reelection campaign and says the party's overall election operation continues to run at full capacity. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin says it has been targeted by at least 800 phishing attempts this election cycle, but none of them have been successful. For NPR News, I'm Laurel White in Madison.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says if all goes according to plan, look for a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine to likely be available for some high-risk Americans in late December or early January. Fauci saying that's based on current projections from some of the major companies in the race to develop a vaccine, including frontrunners Moderna, Inc., and Pfizer. Fauci made his remarks during a live chat on social media platforms Twitter and Facebook today. Stocks gained ground today after yesterday's big downturn. The Dow up 139 points. The Nasdaq rose 180 points today. You're listening to NPR. Jeremy Corbyn has been suspended from Britain's opposition Labour Party, which he once led. As NPR's Frank Langford explains, the move follows an inquiry which found the party was responsible for unlawful harassment and discrimination when Corbyn was its leader.
In a report on anti-Semitism in the party, Britain's human rights watchdog found Corbyn's office had interfered with complaints. The report also cited a, quote, culture within the party which, at best, did not do enough to prevent anti-Semitism and, at worst, could be seen to accept it. Responding to the report, Corbyn said the problem had been dramatically overstated. After Corbyn refused to retract that statement, current Labour leader Keir Starmer suspended him. Corbyn's a highly polarizing figure who's adored by his left-wing supporters in the party but viewed as toxic among most of the electorate. He led Labour to a landslide defeat against Boris Johnson's Conservative Party in December. Frank Langford, NPR News. London.
Popular video streaming service Netflix has announced a price hike today. The company says it's upping the cost of its most popular standard plan to $14 a month, while its premium tier package will go to $18 a month. That represents a $1 and a $2 cost increase, respectively. New subscribers will pay the higher amount immediately, while existing subscribers will see the new prices over the next few weeks. Industry analysts had expected to see an increase at a time the company is looking to invest more heavily in content and product features, where the company also faces increased competition from rivals Hulu and HBO Max and Disney, as well as new services like NBC Universal's Peacock. Oil prices fell in New York down $1.22 a barrel to $36.17 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.